wine and a good conversation would solve the decay and mayhem that seems to put a chokehold on their intellect. But little do they know that the next person beside them are the same savages that so efficiently corrupt your mind into believing that you and only you is the basic solution to everybody's problem. One man quickly tries to stress the fact that only people of disgusting habits would survive a nuclear attack if one would happen. I retaliate. I say that people should not be occupied in other people's habits, therefore everybody would survive. Of course I'm right. But something seems to be fishy though. What's the hole next to me smoking? Oh shit. Crack. Dumb bitch. She wants to become a star. She's preoccupied with the thoughts of pleasing everybody's subconscious. I guess bullshit and signing autographs to ungrateful kids sound like a mission that only she can accomplish. Sex is in the air, so is the smelly feet of one political activated yeah, you know, person in a premises. She's foul. She claims that the world revolves around a Chinese person called Jing Seng. The other girl thinks that she's on vitamins and is now on some talkative scheme from hell. What a hoe. I'm red. I must be fooling around with shit like this. It ain't an everyday job. One hoe looks at me as the topic is on space and asks me, where's your penis? I reply quick, up your anus. The homo laughs. Apparently he was very amused by the nature of my ironic joke. Faggots are all alike. They prefer the booty-free shop to the duty-free shop. Therefore, you must not stress the topic.
This is the topic, try not to fake it. Stress the point and there's a chance we will make it. This is the topic, try not to fake it. Stress the point and there's a chance we will make it.
Nothing to fear, but fear itself. Now what idiot wrote that shit? Fuck it, I'm scared as hell. I feel the same hate, the same pain, joy, love that the homeless feel when they ask for a quarter and you give them $1 million worth of nonsense. I say, do unto them as they do unto you. Let them lose their jobs. Let's trade places like Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy. But this ain't Hollywood, this is my hood, my reality.
This is the topic, try not to fake it. Stress the point and there's a chance we will make it. This is the topic, try not to fake it. Stress the point and there's a chance we will make it.
I'm bored. Maybe I'm one of those kids that grew up too fast and didn't have money to spend on the way up. And I remember how I'd hate those rich kids that I went to school with that always had something to complain about. Some little shitty things like, I'm in love with Lisa, but Lisa don't love me. I say, fuck that shit, I'm hungry, and these motherfuckers got bitch problems. I'm pissed off, yeah, I'm pissed off. I got a right to be pissed off. Let's team up, let's create some havoc. I wanna march, I wanna carry a sign that says the government must stop giving crack to our soldiers and our ghettos and to stop killing our babies, understand?
This is the topic, try not to fake it. Stress the point and there's a chance we will make it. This is the topic, try not to fake it. Stress the point and there's a chance we will make it. This is the topic, try not to fake it. Stress the point and there's a chance we will make it. This is the topic, try not to fake it. Stress the point and there's a chance we will make it.